722 at KS95 with Chris Godez and Ryan. You know, what's great about living in a city this big is that you have so many people here that have so many different problems. Everybody's dealing with something else in life that maybe is just not on your radar.
It's so true. And we all just need help sometimes.
Yep. And so we have this thing called Love Them or List Them, where people can call into the show, share their story, and then our listeners call in, hopefully, and give good feedback, advice. What do you think they should do? What would you do if this happened to you? And it only works when we get, you know, both ends of this. You know, the surprising thing is our inbox is full of emails from people who want to be on with their thing. And so there's no shortage there. But Troy, go ahead and tell everybody what's your situation with the family, and we'll get you some advice. What's up?
I know it's highly unpopular to trash someone after they're gone, but what if they deserve it? Is it okay to tell the truth about someone after they've died, especially if everyone thinks the deceased is, like, a really great person?
Ooh, I'm guessing this isn't just a hypothetical and you have a real situation going on.
Yeah, so this is currently happening with my uncle's legacy. Fact of it is he's just an awful guy. Like, I could give you a million examples, but here's where I'm at with this. I had no intention of running his name through the mud, but that's kind of what's happening with us. So, like, my uncle decided to up and leave his family over 20 years ago and to never be heard from again.
What is with this? We have heard now, this is what, the second or third time?
Yeah, recently.
That we've heard about people who've up and left their families. This must happen more than we think.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Yeah, right? Okay, so he left 20 years ago. You never heard from him again.
No, never heard from him again. And he was with my aunt. They already had two kids and he just disappeared.
Oh, that's terrible.
The worst of it is he left her with a two-year-old and a baby. It's like he just disappeared. And here we are 21 years later, and word finally makes its way back home that Uncle Tommy has died in Washington State, where he was a loving, well-respected teacher with a heart of gold.
Oh. What?
A teacher, and he had two kids of his own that he had no contact with.
No, and there's actually even better. There's a freaking fundraiser happening to cover the costs of his funeral because his family abandoned him years ago, and he has no other family in the Seattle area.
No.
Oh, what a coward.
I just read comments online about all these people who are trashing us for not being there for Uncle Tommy.
Okay, now I understand. This is unreal. So he has concocted this whole story, and all of his friends there in the Seattle area who knew him knew of his situation, and they created this after he died.
I mean, it seems that way. But who could ever disown such a wonderful man that did nothing but care for every single one of his students? Like, people were writing about how he would show up and cheer on his students at various athletic events. He paid off student school lunch debt. Like, he volunteered on and, like, the list just goes on.
You're like, who is this guy?
Yeah. I mean, what they don't know is that the guy stole thousands of dollars from my grandmother, his mother. Like, he walked out on his girlfriend and two kids. He never sent home any money for child support, never spoke to his own kids. I'm so bitter about this whole ordeal that I'm tempted to just show up at his funeral whenever they can, you know, crowdfund enough money and tell them the real story.
Oh, so you would seriously consider flying out there and setting the record straight at his funeral?
Yeah, I mean, it's messed up. Like, don't they deserve to know that this guy is not who he pretended to be? Like, his family, we didn't abandon him. We didn't even know he lived in Seattle. We had no idea he was even a teacher.
But is this more for you or for them? You're making it sound like you want to tell them to fill him in, but sounds like it's just trying to get it off your own chest.
Maybe it is just me being angry, but I would like to think that sometimes people change and that they turned into the guy we all wished he was, but he was just a manipulator. Like, he knew how to put on a good show, and he was probably stealing from someone else in order to be the generous Tommy that they remember.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, man. Troy, deep breath. I know this is very angering.
So, do I tell the truth, or do I let him die a hero?
Oh, jeez. I can tell that bothers you. Let him die a hero.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're going through this.
Well, it does suck, though, when online everyone's saying, I can't believe his family. What family could do this? Because you probably wouldn't have thought to do anything had that not got brought up.
Exactly.
So that means he was talking trash about you his entire life so that he could be a victim, get the pity party all lined up so that he's got his people on his back. You're right. He is a manipulator. So do you get even in the end?
I mean, part of you wants to, that part of you that's like, no, I'm not going to let this lie the way it is. But then the other part of you has to say, yeah, but I guess let him die in peace. Yeah.
Will it really make you feel better?
It didn't change what he did for people and how they feel about him, but do they deserve to know the truth? That is the question. Oh. Would you love Uncle Tommy or would you list him and fly out there and trash him at his own funeral? Oh my
Deadbeat dad.
Troy, I'm afraid you could get run out of the funeral home.
I could, but I feel like it might be worth it.
Oh, man.
Okay, do we love Uncle Tommy or do we list him? Let's start with Ann and Owatonna. What would you do? Would you go to his funeral and trash him, Ann?
I would. If it were me, I would go and let them know. And if it were me doing the fundraiser for him, I definitely want to know what kind of person I was raising a fundraiser for.
Mm-hmm.
That would give me the opportunity to maybe appropriate that money to the people who actually deserve it.
Yeah, so much for buying the plot of land. Go dump his ashes in Puget Sound. There you go. Done.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, so you tell everyone. Interesting. Danielle, you're in Prior Lake. What would you say?
I would say kind of let them have their memories of this guy. You know, you obviously went through a bad situation with him, but you don't know him personally. Let go of the anger. Maybe he was a different guy to them, and unfortunately he wasn't that great guy to you guys, but, you know, it's not worth you hanging on to the anger, and it may not necessarily make you feel any better. So don't let these people that you don't personally know wreck the rest of your life and have you this poor feeling for yourself in this situation.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard letting your name be trashed like that and having everyone think,
oh, yeah,
you know, you're the bad person when that's not true at all, you know?
No.
How do you...
it's a bad situation to be in. But if you don't know him personally, you know, and maybe he was this different guy, and unfortunately that guy wasn't the greatest guy to you or your family, and I don't know if it'd be worth your time going all the way out there, and it may not change how they feel anyways, and you may end up being, you know, more of a bad person to them.
Yeah, you'll get chased out of town. Hey, you don't talk about Tommy that way. He was a good guy.
He was a saint.
Ooh. Okay, thanks, Danielle. Even in death, narcissists still want control. I would say set them straight. That money being fundraised is cheating people. Speak at the funeral. It will be epic.
Wow, so what do? You say, I would love to speak about my uncle. Oh, and you just get up there and they think you're going to say all this nice stuff.
Can you imagine?
And you just start trashing him?
Would they even let you talk at his funeral, though, if all of a sudden you get there and they go,
sure, if you say you're his nephew.
That's the family he was talking about.
Exactly. Oh, they're here. They want to apologize right for how they've treated him. You know, I wonder what his two kids have to say about all this.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Can you imagine the kids that he hasn't spoken to in 20 years, 21 years? Roberta, you're in Minneapolis. You have an idea.
I do. Send a dozen black roses to the funeral and then enclose a letter saying that this is from the family and the children, the two children that he abandoned 20 years ago. And let it be done.
He doesn't
have to do the expense of flying out there. He can then say, okay, I kissed him goodbye, and let him not rest in peace.
Yes.
Ooh, Roberta, you've just got a touch of nasty in there.
Call her Roberta.
Some days I do.
Yeah, right? Okay, yeah, that would get the point across, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Let's go to Lucy in Eden Prairie. You're saying don't trash the guy, huh?
Yeah, so the main reason why I'm saying that you shouldn't go there and do that is, yes, I understand the funeral is about honoring this guy, but really, the person's dead. He's getting buried. It's not going to do anything to him. All that Troy's going to do is hurt the people who are putting on this funeral, and there's probably going to be a lot of school kids there who don't need this.
Yeah, I mean, it's their favorite teacher, Mr. whatever his name was, you know, and then to hear that about him would just crush them.
Yeah.
Well, and really, it's just going to make Troy feel worse anyway. I mean, I had some nasty relatives where I just didn't go to their funeral, even though they didn't abandon the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me feel better than any kind of trashing that I could have done.
Yeah, but don't you think the kids he abandoned would love to know what he taught these kids? Like, oh, it's great. You had something taught to you.
Well, I mean, he can always tell his family what's going on, but it's not really his place. If anybody's going to do it, it's going to be the kids that were abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lucy. It's so hard. I don't know. I mean, I think we know what the right thing to do is, right?
Go.
Right.
Oh, no, not go.
I think the right thing is to let it go.
Yeah.
but how do you feel better about this? He has to do something to feel better, whether it's sending the roses or maybe posting on the message board and saying, oh, just want to set the record straight. Here's his family that apparently abandoned him. That's not true. It's the other way around. You know, I could tell you stories about Uncle Tommy, but it's best to just leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know,
or the ultimate brutal honesty, the whole family shows up and says their piece.
Wow.
We are all here and we are ready to tell you something.
List and defend your family, but do it in a tasteful way. Glad to hear some good things about him. Here's the man my family knew. ...
Oh yeah. My God. Could you imagine me wielding another casket?
And maybe that is what you do. Go, you know what? I'm glad to hear that Uncle Tommy changed his ways, but here's what you need to know about this man, and no one is perfect, and here's how he started his life, but I'm glad to hear how he finished it.
That's a good way to do it.
As a respected person in the community, but you do need to know the full story.
Yeah. I'm worried Troy won't feel better even after doing that.
Pay to put your own obituary in the Seattle paper.
Oh, wow. That would get their attention.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Okay, Drea, you're in White Bear. What would you say?
You were kind of touching on it. I was just saying maybe he could post on, like, the funding page and say, hey, I am Tommy's nephew. There are some things that maybe you don't know about him. If you care to reach out to me, I would love to fill you in. That way he's not necessarily the bad guy, but he's opening the door if they want to know what the truth is.
Okay. What would you say online? How much would you reveal, though?
Oh, just that. Hey, I am Uncle Tommy's nephew. I live here. There are just some things that you might want to know about this man that you're raising money for, just to make sure that it's going for the right reasons.
Okay.
If you care to find out things that our family knows is the truth, you know how to get a hold of me and then maybe leave. Not, I guess I wouldn't leave my entire contact information.
Lost your phone. Sorry, Drea. Thank you for calling. Anger takes energy. The best way to not honor this uncle is to not waste the energy. Wash your hands, turn your back, walk away just like he did.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Being angry is exhausting.
Yes, it is.
You know? Don't bother. Another person said, don't speak at the funeral. Email the person raising the money. Let him know the truth. List. The uncle was scum. Fly there and do it. Bust him. He may have changed, but he never supported the kids he left behind. That's true.
Oh, man.
You know, I have a hard time believing that even Uncle Tommy didn't die with an immense amount of guilt and regret. There's no way you can live your life, unless you're completely mentally ill, like a, you know, what would that be, a sociopath or psychopath, where you could just completely block out that you had kids that you abandoned and didn't support.
Yeah, and maybe that's it, but maybe he completely just didn't think that way.
But maybe that's why he became a teacher later in life.
Yeah.
Because he felt so bad about how he treated his own kids. He was trying to right that wrong and be a good guy to kids that weren't his. You know, why would he choose teaching?
Yeah. I know, that is strange.
And after so many years, I mean, don't you talk yourself out of things. Like after like 8-9 years, you could think about, you know, maybe you're going, they don't want to see me. I left them. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start my new life. I'm going to build something better, and I'm going to make up for the things they did. Like you said, it's hard to go back to those mistakes.
Kyle's in Minnetonka. Last call.
Just trash the dude. Just
trash him. In person or online?
I'm sorry?
In person or online?
Oh, in person.
In person. So go to Seattle and do it at the funeral. Okay. All right. Thanks, Kyle. Well, there you go. We'll have to see what Troy decides. I know he was cremated, and they're waiting to put together the actual funeral.
Yeah.
So
don't they need money probably
for that? You could bring in another urn and set it down and go, I'm just here to bring in the skeletons in my uncle's closet. Just set it right there. I'm here to get rid of these.
Man, oh man. I'm surprised. I thought most people would say just let him rest.
Yeah, me too. Huh.